Right, okay, we spoke yesterday about this tzinoi, this pipe, this irrigation system. A person wants to dip his hands into tefillas yudaim, and we learned that it doesn't work because the maim is shuvim, it's drawn water, and the halacha is, so this needs to be water which is kosher lemikveh, and this is not kosher, it's not kosher water because it's drawn water, it's water which has already been assembled, which has been collected already, and therefore you have got a problem over here of Maim Shuvim. Now, the now there is a concept of Hamshocha. Hamshocha is a concept which works as follows. Although generally Maim Shuvim is posul lemikveh, however, there is a concept of Hamshocha. Hamshocha, literally Hamshocha means to pull. Moshech, to pull. But what it means is that if the water is not static, if the water keeps going, that's a concept of Hamshocha. So while it is true that normally Shuvim is posul lemikveh, there is, however, a concept of Hamshocha, and Hamshocha is Machshir Maim Shuvim. Hamshocha, if the water is not static, but it runs, then that's considered Hamshocha, and Hamshocha Machshir is Machshir Maim Shuvim. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, top line of page 100, V'hana mele bedoyle sheshoifach v'noyse nesoy chatzinoy, atzmoy. This, if you actually put it in the if you put it in the pipe itself, you put the water, we say that's no good. Avor, but him noisen oisem chutz letzinoi, hu mamshich oisem letzinoi, if it's like drawn into the pipe and it's like the water is running, then it's called Zamshocha, and then if it be boyodov and you dip your water inside it, teuros, it's fine, you can wash your hands like that. The Shuvin Shim Shechua Ksheiro, Maim Shuvin, which had Hamshocha, is kosher. If you look at Mishnebu in Sefkot Mem, tells us Chutz Letzino Rimamshich. Mishnebu says Vishir Hamshocha Shispatal Shem Shuvim. The amount of Hamshocha that is required, that the name of Shuvim is button is cancelled, Ali Dezeh, Hushloish Tfachim. So you'll need three Tfachim in order to be mevatel the name of Shuvim, and it's going to be considered kosher water. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, "Umach mazatzinoi atzmo lav shuvim." Yeah, okay, that's that. Pardon. The concept of hamshocha is that if it continues to run, but what you've got over here is a kind of irrigation system. And if the water is flowing, if the water keeps going, that's the concept of Hamshocha. Now, normally there's a concept of Shuvim, as we know. Shuvim means water that is posel lemikveh. But that's only true if it's static, if it's like in a pool, in a reservoir. If the water runs, that's considered Hamshocha. And generally, maim, which are undergoing Hamshocha, is machshir maim Shuvim. I don't know why 3 tefachim. I don't know what you said.
What does it mean? What does 3 tefachim mean? Like you've got running water, and you say it's flowing at 3 tefachim per second, per minute. Like
I don't know. I don't know. Good question. I don't know the answer. It's obviously a distance, but I don't know how.
But if it's a distance, distance doesn't mean anything at all.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
A volumetric measurement over time.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. I really haven't got a clue. It's interesting what you're saying. I don't know.
Okay, but it's not such.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear the point. I don't know. No, because it's not. It has to be in something. It has to be. That's right. Correct. That's what we're saying. This is Hamshocha here. Correct. This is Hamshocha, and that's why it's okay. Yeah, make sense. Right, so he's now saying that indeed, if the water continues to run, it won't be a problem. He's right. You're just going in two steps. If it would be a static kind of reservoir, you'd have a problem of shuvim. However, if it continues to run, because remember, we're talking about a toivel now. We're not talking about, we're doing one who is matbil yodov and not the one who is, so in theory, wouldn't have to be flowing at all. Right? Okay. Now he says as follows. Let me just read the lines of Shulchan Aruch and explain it in a minute. Even if he draws a put, he puts into the hole itself. There's like a hole running, he puts the water in there. I'm going to explain it shortly. If the kli has got a hole, bekoines mashke, which is the size of koines mashke, which it would, the water could enter it as well as exit it. And whilst you're pouring the water into the pipe, mekaleach ma'achoyrov li'oir, it's dripping down back into the sea. Matpil boyo ayodaim v'toyrois, he can do tefillas yodaim in it. The chashiva kiluhit pil boyoir, it's considered as if he did tefillas kelim, tefillas yodaim in the yoir, in the river, in the water. The nitzvah zeh mechaber hakli li'oir, v'chashiva ma'am shebetzin mechubom li'me'a yoir.
Okay, in other words, we're going on is an interesting case now. It's a bit of a complex case, which is based on a concept of nitzik chibber. Nitzik chibber is a concept that nitzik means if there is a pouring taking place, it's connecting. Can you imagine this is a kli now? This is a kli, and I've got, this is the pipe over here, and this is the yo'il. The yo'il. And it's going like this. Now, I want to really wash my hands over here. We're learning now that if I take the water from here and I pour it like this through a keli, now, really, there will be a problem over here because I'm doing tefillas yodaim and that she'uvim would be a problem, right? If it's takanot, not moving, let's say. Yeah, it's not moving. So you'd have a problem of she'uvim. Now, we're learning, though, that there is a concept of nitzik chibber. That if I lift it up and it happens to be pouring, there's a hole over here, and it seems to be pouring, and I don't know, please don't, there's going to be a physical problem over here, but you'll have to help me out. That if I'm pouring, and whilst I'm pouring into this over here, where I'm going to dip my hands, simultaneously it's still pouring out over here. No, it actually makes sense, right? If it's filled to the water quite to the top. On the one hand, I'm pouring out this way, but simultaneously it's still dripping down into the oil. There is a concept of nitzik chibber, which is very nagia to Yeridei as well. Nitzik means it's connected. So we're not looking at it as separate water entries. We're looking at it. The water over here comes from over here, and the water over here comes from the oil, which is kosher for tefillas yodaim. Nitzik chibber. It's all connected. Therefore, when I dip my water over here, it's as if I would wash my hands in the oil, the tefillas yodaim in the oil, which is kosher. And that's considered kosher water for tefillas yodaim. Does that make sense? So we're learning the concept of nitzik chibber. Rabbi said nitzik chibber is very, very important in the kitchen as well. It's very, very relevant when in kitchens, because sometimes you have a more big, interesting case of nitzik chibber.
Pouring out of a kettle, which is milky, onto a kettle, which is meaty, and it's not broken stream of water.
Again, start again.
You've got a milk jug.
Milk jug.
Filled with water, and it's
where am I pouring it? What? What's happening?
You're pouring from something hot and meaty into something that's hot and milky with an unbroken stream of
yeah. So for instance, if I've got a cholent pot and I'm pouring from the cholent pot, can you help me out with a case? There's loads of cases. It's very common shine. It's nitzik chibber. You pour. Oh, you know what? The urn is a good shine. Okay, I've got an urn. And say the urn is... Yeah, so there's not going to be... Yeah, so... Okay, and then I'm pouring into the cholent pot. Yeah, that was it. So you'd have, nitzik chibber goes both directions, and nitzik chibber also works with steam, potentially, that's, machloket, just to give the idea clear. So you've got a nitzik chibber, you've got a cholent pot, did you ever add hot water to a cholent pot? So you'd have a shaila. Pardon?
Different department.
Oh, good, well, good. Yeah, we are in the same department then. Yeah, so you'd have the cholent pot, you pour water onto it. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, so that would potentially be a problem of nitzik chibber, because the steam is connecting the cholent pot to the urn. And there you'd have to potentially, the urn would have a shaila of being fleishig, or if I use it for milch, it would be a potentially even worse than that, whatever. So I'm just bringing out this case of nitzekrib, it's connecting. So here as well, if I'm pouring with this onto this, so the water is connect, it is connecting both directions, nitzekrib, and then if there's dripping into the oil, if I dip my water into here, it's as if I dip my water into the oil. It's the same thing, because of nitzekrib. It's not considered she'uvim. Good, we are ready to continue. Some disagree. Others say that actually it's a machlokes. The concept of nitzekrib is a machlokes with regards to tefillah, with regards to proper tefillah kol haguf. Proper tefillah doesn't work through nitzekrib. So similarly, those poskim hold that actually it would be a problem also for nitzekrib for tefillah shadayim. It wouldn't work either. So we've got a machlokes. I don't exactly so full stop. Now the Gemara adds another case. You'll have to help me out because I don't have the full picture on this one. There were stones which were firmly attached to the wall. You shouldn't use those for washing hands. Stones are kvuim lekoisel, stones which are attached to the wall. And they were made a barza tap out of those stones. But if this was initially made a kli, and then it was attached to the wall, then no kli made it, you can't wash hands with it. So you've got a kind of, if it was always a part of the wall, and it's got like some sort of tap, it's stone, this is stone. And now I want to wash hands with it, that's no good. But if this was once a kli, stone clear, something. And I used it, and now I connected it, now it's okay. It's still going to be okay. I don't exactly get the case. Do you get the case exactly? It's a bit foreign to me, I don't know. Not exactly. Yeah.
Presumably, if you take a clear and attach it to the wall, then it looks like a clear attached to the wall, but you can actually carve out from the wall, which is made of stones, really, the same shape.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. We're now moving on to the next seif, which is seif ches. He michnis yodov lesoich kli shal mayim. Vesichsech yodov bohem. Okay, what about that? You've got water in a kli. Okay, you've got no running water. You went on an outing. You've got no running water. You put your hands in the, you found like a little something with water inside it. And you're dipping your water inside it, and you're like, sichsech, you're moving your hands in it. So, im hichnis yodov lesoich kli shel mayim, you put your water in, your hands in a kli shel mayim, a vessel of water, v'sichsech yodov behem, you move your hands around in it. Now, im hakli mechubal lekarka, if the kli is connected to the ground, loy also loy netila. It's not considered a good netila. But if it's not connected to the ground, some say it's considered good washing hands, some however disagree and hold that it didn't. It's not considered good netilas yadayim. On these difficult circumstances, you are allowed to rely on the matirim. And afterwards he had an opportunity, if afterwards he had a better water, which was accessible and available, and he could do a proper netilas yadayim, noitel, he should wash again properly, b'loy bocha, without the bocha. Okay, the case again is, you have a kli shel mayim, which you put your hands in, and you did like this, you did like, that's the way he wants to wash it. Now we're learning this. If the kli was firmly attached and connected to the ground, think about like a water fountain or something like that, which is firmly attached to the, then loy also netilah. That's not considered netilah sudaim, it's not tefillah sudaim, it's nothing. You wasted your time. However, if this kli is disconnected to the ground, then you've got a machloikas over here. Some say it's fine, some say it's not fine. Lechatchila don't do it, but yeah, but it's fine. What's going on? What is a machloikas over here? What could you picture the machloikas? Pardon?
Whether you need to actually pour water on. Oh, put hands in.
Good, good. Very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Cotton. Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Nun Beis gives us the background point. Says as follows: Loi alzan etile, aynu afla oisan. Even according to the opinions who hold the tefila in a tefila beklik in a tilehu, even who holds the poskim hold that tefila in a kli is considered a tile. Hecha shechibra a kli la karka gora. If the kli is connected to the ground, that's according to everybody not acceptable. If the kli is connected to the ground, that's not considered a tefila. It's not considered a tile. The nira the bolahach shemitam tefila k'moy b'mikva. It would appear that he's just doing a mikva kind of. Dipping, which doesn't work. With tefillah b'shuvim leker, tefillah in shuvim doesn't work. This is a kli, and it's shuvim, and you can't do tefillah sudaim in shuvim. That's a contradiction in terms. Yeah, so, but if it's not connected to the ground, then you've got a machloikas. Yes, oimim sha'alta. V'loi b'inan maim elo kashir aviz, k'nektilet l'mamash choshev ledidu, v'koyach shoyfach svirulu, d'loi b'inan tila sudaim. So some opinions hold that it's fine. You've got a reviz water over here, so that's fine. And it's considered netila. And you've got koyach shoyfech. You've got koyach gavra over here. You've got koyach gavra. So, you've got koyach gavra, and therefore it's fine. However, the ones who hold that it doesn't work, Sifkot Nun Dalet says as follows, Yesh, oim dafilu yesh bim arboim so, v'atam, the reason is, however big the water is, it's not going to work. Because, mishum de b'inan koyach shoyfech sheyitein aloidaim dafke. Because it doesn't work. Do you know why this doesn't work? Moving around like this? Because, yes, you've got koyach gavra. Koyach gavra you've got, right? We spoke about koyach gavra. The water is coming from a man, from koyach. But you've got over here, you have what the Mishnah Berurah calls koyach shoyfech sheyiten aladaim. You need water which is being poured on the hand from a human. You need pouring koyach. Does that make sense? Pouring, it needs to be shofech, it needs to be poured. Here, if you did like this, the water wasn't poured over your hand. Yes, you had a human force, it's not like a tap, it's not like a stream, it's not like a... But, it wasn't poured over the hands. And just by doing like this, water was not poured over your hands. If water was not poured over the hands, then you've got koyach shofech, sheit nalayidayim, is missing, and therefore it's not considered a kosher netila. Does that make sense? What do you think about that? You've got a machlokes as to whether you need koyach ha-shoyfech. Yeah? What would you have said? I mean, what would have been your instinct if you do like this? If you just move shich yodov in the world, what would you have said? It's kosher or not? Right, metam of the water. Yeah. I hear, yeah. Right, but we're saying now that it's not going to be mikvah water because it's a kli. So it's shuvim. So we've got a very, Rabbi said this is really important. Water is a machloikas as to whether water needs to be poured over your hand. One opinion holds that water needs to be poured over your hands. Koyach gavra. A man needs to pour over you. It's to be humanly poured water. Does that make sense in English? Humanly poured water. Does that make sense? He needs to be humanly poured water, and other opinion holds that no, it does not need to be humanly poured water if there is water there, and even if it's not mikvah water, but if you're just moving the water, and it's not poured, but it's moving, then you've got a netilas yudaim, and it's kosher. You make a machloikas, and lechatchile, we are machmir, but the evet, it's acceptable. I think it's very interesting. Look at this Mishnah Berurah again. Sifkot Nun Dalet. V'afilish ma'avaz v'atam b'shum de be'inon koyach shoyfech. We need pouring power al yodayim on the hands dafke. V'gam medaminon le kiddush yodayim yodayim de b'mikdosh. It resembles the kiddush, the sanctifying of the hands in the mikdosh. The kamer on the post litpo le yodayim b'suyuch ha'kiyoy. In the kiyoy, in the beis ha'mikdosh, you couldn't just dip your hands in the kiyoy. Rather, the hands, the water was poured over the hands. Right in the key and the base of Mikdosh. The hands were poured. The keys of Mizrochim as written in Zochim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Vav tells us that it's a machloek is about this, but the Avet. Yochalis machtaze, Bishim Rashal de Choylik Azeh. For that, the Gamshah Satchak, Elis Mechazeh. Bishim brings the name of the Taz. There is Poskim hold in, but the Avet, it's not acceptable. The Kola Poskim Cholkim Azeh, no, but the Avet, absolutely no heta. V'chen Mashim about God, that's what the God seems to Paskim. The nira it appears that afilu im yirtzelis moich b'shas atchak lehokel gediva shulchan oruch, even if So the Mishnah Berurah paskens and is machia that even if you want to be mekel, but certainly become more complete, if you don't make a bracha, we don't make a bracha on that. Mishnah Berurah says, actually, if you do that, you should still wrap your hands up with a towel or with gloves or whatever if you're going to be relying on that. So Mishnah Berurah says, if you do only doing that kind of washing hands like this without pouring, then A, don't make a bracha, B, still try to wrap up your hands. That's a Mishnah Berurah's chumrah. It wouldn't appear like that from the Shulchan Aruch, but that's a Mishnah Berurah's machmir. Rabbi says it could be very relevant. If you've been on an outing, or yeah, it's ever happened, you just didn't have enough water for everybody to wash hands. You just didn't have enough water for everybody to wash hands. Ever happened to you? Whatever. Water leaked, you forgot water. I don't know. Imagine it's such a likely scenario. And you've got only a certain amount of water, and everybody's got sandwiches. Does everybody need to fast, or what should they do? So the answer is, okay, if you can. But if all that's not going to work, if everybody pours, you're not going to have enough water, so you don't have to fast. The answer is what we learned now. You're going to have to, you put all the water in some sort of kli, and everybody puts their hands in, and according to Mishnah Berurah, you will not make a bracha, but you put your hands in it, and you like wash it like this, without wasting the water. You wash it by moving, by shech shech yodov, by moving the hands around in that kli. You don't make a bracha. You're going to wrap your hands up, you make hamotzi, and you eat. And everything's happy. You can just literally eat and be satisfied. No, that's even better. That's much better. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. Which poch is a machloikas, but we'll get to that. That's much better. Pardon? Yeah, that's the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Look, it says that the oid cost for the yoichalaz alideshi yichoich yodav b'mapo. Mishnah Berurah. No. No. I mean, on the very, very, on the truth is that b'makom sakana, we learned that you can do that. But here it's not that kind of makom sakana. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a very good shaila, but I think that it's to me, my instinct tells me that absolutely better that everybody should do this, because it's not. I mean, it's a bidyavet, but it's much better than. To me, that sounds like the better way forward. Yeah. I don't know if there's a problem by that. I mean, I don't see why not. Yeah, it could be either. I don't think it's a problem either way. No. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, we learned tonight the concept of hamshocha, and that if a person washes hands through mayim, which underwent hamshocha, you can do tefillah sudaim in it with a bracha. We also learned the concept of nitzek chibur, which is a fascinating concept, nitzek chibur, the connection of water through kli, through water. If it's pouring, then it's connected and nitzek chibur works. We then moved about this interesting kli, which I don't fully understand about this stone keli which was attached to the wall. If it was initially a kli and then it was attached, you can wash hands with it. If it was never a kli and then it was made into attachment to the wall, then you can't wash hands with it. We then learned this interesting case of moving the shich shich yodov, to moving around the hands in the in a kli, so that if the kli is mechubah to the karka, that's never good. That's never acceptable, because that's considered a karka, that's no good. However, if the kli is disconnected, then you've got here a machlokes rishonim, machlokes achronim, as to whether you need koyach gavru b'shficha, do you need koyach ha-shofeich, do you need pouring, humanly poured, pardon? Yes. That's right, absolutely. Did it need to be koyach ha-shofeich ba'adam, or not? We certainly machmir on the difficult circumstances. We are maker, but shaschak, you can be maker. The Mishnah Berurah, however, points to the Shulchan Aruch, adds, if when you get to water, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should wash again. The Mishnah Berurah adds two additional elements. One was that you don't make a bracha on this netile, and secondly, you should wrap your hands up, and that's the way you should eat. Okay, more tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.